We always love having this person in the studios. He's a great person, great community man, and of course it's our Lord Mayor of Parramatta, Councillor Dwyer. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, morning, Jim. Morning, Darren.
Good morning.
Great to be here.
Busy times?
Parramatta is at the centre of the universe, haven't you heard? But everything's happening in Parramatta, and I want to tell you, Parramatta's open for business. Just come on down. We're welcome here, anyone who wants to come down.
You were saying just before we went on air that everything's at Parramatta.
Yes, Darren. The brand that we have at Parramatta is called At Parramatta, where everything is at Parramatta. So when we're trying to promote education, it's study at Parramatta. It's invest at Parramatta. It's whatever, eat at Parramatta. It's a whole range of play at Parramatta. So whenever we put out something, it's the At Parramatta brand. So I think that sends a message out. That's where it all happens, at Parramatta.
And it does. And as a young boy that used to go to Parramatta and Parramatta Pool and all of those things, to see the skyline, you know, some 55 years later, is just remarkable to see what's happened.
Yeah, it's dynamic, Jim. And, you know, as a resident myself of Parramatta for more than 60 years, mm-hmm. it's just fantastic. And I'm very proud to be the Lord Mayor of Parramatta at this fantastic time.
Oh, that's really good. Now, let's talk about some of the specifics that is happening. I'm really interested in the whole concept of Storybox.
Storybox, yeah. This is a great initiative from our Smart City Advisory Committee, who are looking at ways of Parramatta Square, our beautiful Parramatta Square, which is being developed at the moment. It's coming up. And they were sort of looking at ways that we can get people into the square, and also a trial as to how people might react to interactive technology. So they reached out and come up with this smart box, which is called this story box. And in that story box, you've never seen anything like it. It's the first ever story box in Australia. It has a 2 metre cube with digital screens that stream videos, stories and artworks about Parramatta. And what makes the project really special, it's some of the stories have been sent in by our local community.
So what can the community see on Storybox? What can they expect to see, and is it interactive? How does it all work?
Yeah, the Storybox collection includes artworks, poems, sketches, quotes and videos about life in Parramatta. It is interactive. It's got a different footage about archives, include fashion parades at Elizabeth Farm in 1959, and members of the local community dancing at the former Cedars of Lebanon Hall in Parramatta back in 1963. It's got artworks from artists in Parramatta Artist Studios. We've got footage of the Blue Mountains bush regeneration after the summer bushfires. We've got a short video on the mangroves at Parramatta River. And we've got short stories and poems about interesting items in Parramatta's Council Heritage Office, which have been digital scanned and made available online. One of the other areas is it's got a very interesting thing called a mood ring that uses a QR code to ask somebody how they are feeling and then projects a special colour to reflect the person's mood on a scale from excellent to not good. So that's something that everyone should go down and give it a try and see if we're all feeling good during the COVID season.
Well, how did this concept come about, Lord Mayor? Because it's a really interesting concept, because the stories that are being told are so diverse and have depth and richness. How did it originally come about?
Well, as I said, our advisory committee, the Smart City Advisory Committee, were looking at ways. Look, Parramatta's trying to be is developing smart city technology all the time. Down in Phillip Street, we're developing down there. And this is just part of the process that our council's developing for the future. We want our city to be totally smart city technology at some point in time. So this is just a bit of a trial thing to see how people react to it. And so far, it's been very well received. And I would say that mood ring really gets you in and sort of thinks about itself.
So there's the mood ring as far as interactivity. Is there any other interactivity, gestures and anything like that? Or is the mood ring the most of the interactivity?
Well, that is pretty much the interactive part. All the rest are about stories that people have sent in. You know, I hope, Darren, you'll send something about how long you've lived in North Rocks or takes photos or whatever. But that's what it's basically about, for people to look into the past and have a look to see how we were living, and to have a look into the future if people have got some things they want to say about Parramatta's future.
So that's the question. I've got history. I was actually born in Addington Road. Well, not born there, but that's where I grew up my first years, in Addington Road in Carlingford. Yep. But if someone wants to send in anything to Storybox, how do they do that?
Yeah, well, the council, again, back to at Parramatta again,
yep.
If you go to visit atparramatta.com/storybox, you can send your own story in, whatever you might have, photos, just whatever might be interesting to our local community, and not only just our local community, but certainly the tourists that come to Parramatta in due course will be able to look at that and find it very interesting.
So what times of day is Storybox active?
Yeah, it starts about 9 o'clock in the morning, I'm told, and goes through to about 10 o'clock at night, I think.
Just one final question on Storybox before we go to a break. Can people get to Storybox online, or do they have to go down to Parramatta Square to access it?
No, if you go to at parramatta.com/storybox, you'll be able to find out ways that you can access that that technology.
That's excellent. You're on a live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren, and we're speaking with Lord Mayor Councillor Bob Dwyer from the City of Parramatta. Just going to have a quick short break, and we'll be back talking everything at Parramatta.
Alive 90.5.
It's 18 minutes past 10, Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim Darren.
We are very fortunate to have in the studios today our Lord Mayor of Parramatta, who is always available, makes himself available, provides the community with really enriched information about all the vision and all the objectives they're trying to do for all the different and diverse communities of Parramatta and surrounding areas. I'm so delighted to have you here, Lord Mayor.
Yeah, thanks, Jim.
I want to move on now to looking at Parramatta Square. Can you just remind our listeners about 5 Parramatta Square? Where is it? And how did it come about? Because it's an amazing concept.
Yeah, look, Parramatta Square is a huge development area near the Parramatta Station. It's going to have 8 buildings. 5 Parramatta Square is just one of those. 5 Parramatta Square is the civic centre of Parramatta. It's the old council chambers, what will be the new library, and just a general area for the community. It'll be the people's building within that big Parramatta Square precinct.
I love catching the train when I'm coming from Wynyard. I get off at Parramatta, Darren, and I walk through, and then I walk under the tunnel or the thoroughfare straight through to that square. It is amazing. It's really contemporary. And it's exciting. A lot of eateries, lots of, you know, people in the sense of when before COVID. But to see the energy and to feel, you know, the busyness of it was just absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, look, the people haven't seen the best of it yet. You know, we've got the University of Western Sydney building there. It's been there for quite some time. The state government moved into their building about 6 months or so ago. And we've got the National Australia Bank just arrived. So, you know, we're filling up that square with people. It'll be great for the economy, and the eateries, the restaurants and that at Parramatta Square should be opening within the month. And it'll be a very big activated area. So, looking at 5 Parramatta Square, as I said, that is the building that's under construction. It's our old chambers, which were knocked down, and now we're hoping to get it back up by, say, you know, 2023 or somewhere around that sort of area. But what we're doing, we're building the building, okay, the construction of it. But what we're inviting the community is to say, well, what do you want inside that building? Yes, the council chambers are there, but this is going to be a large library with all the best technology. There'll be other areas down there that people can have exhibitions. They'll have exercise classes, workshops, live music performances. It's a great area. It's the people's place. And we want to know, well, what else do you want down there? What's going to bring you to Parramatta and go to that 5 Parramatta Square in the future? So we're inviting all those sort of thoughts right now.
So how many people are taking part in those community consultation groups? I know there's numerous groups that are being consulted.
Yeah, well, a lot of that consultation went on in the past, and in more recent times we're now reaching out again as a second sort of phase, because now we're saying to the people, it's getting close, you know, it's not that far away now, and, you know, you haven't been back to Parramatta for a long, long time, and it's changed a hell of a lot since the last time you come to Parramatta, so by 2023 you'll be excited. I'm very proud of Parramatta. I'm sure people, when they come and see it. So this 5 Parramatta Square building, as you know, it's the futuristic building. It looks like a spaceship, as people have said in the past. It's going to be a glass house and a whole range of issues. But we want to know what people want inside that building, and that's what we're asking for now. Please, you know, we're inviting people to... This is a building that's a $130 million multi-purpose community, cultural and civic hub in the heart of the Parramatta CBD. So... this is why we're saying to people now, tell us what you want in the planning stages so we can take this all into account and deliver what the people hopefully want.
So a question to you, Lord Mayor. Given that the building's fabric is designed, its construction is happening, how does this current consultation flow through into what the final building will be?
Well, we take it on board and it's submitted to the council, and obviously we've got the various sections within the council apart from the construction side, but we've got all the community staff, the community relations staff, and all that goes through to those people who digest all this information, and then obviously it comes back and the outcome will be hopefully what people are looking for.
I'm intrigued with the diversity that could come about, that really richness that you've been very much about, Lord Mayor. Does that fit into the fabric of Parramatta and its livability and all of those concepts that are really contemporary?
Oh, without doubt. You know, obviously Parramatta's got 100 different nationalities live in Parramatta. We have to deliver to that 100 different types of people, and their needs are very vast and diverse. So we need to sort of hear from all those people about, you know, what do they want as well. We've got a general idea of what to, but if you're coming to Parramatta and you want to go to this, you know, extremely futuristic building, we want to make sure that it actually works for people, not just, you know, we draw it on the wall and it looks fantastic, but we want to make sure it's a workable and usable space for everybody.
It's absolutely fantastic, Darren.
It is, and we've heard about the At Parramatta marketing campaign and really applaud that, Lord Mayor. There's also the Go Local campaign. You want people to go local in Parramatta. Can you describe a bit about the Go Local campaign and how it's wishing to supercharge the CBD?
Look, Go Local is all about, you know, we all know that we've got fantastic restaurants in Parramatta, cafes and retailers, and they're the backbone of our local community and our economy. So we know that small businesses have taken a big hit during the last 6 months. So council's trying to think now, what else can we do to continue to help these businesses get through these hard times? So one of the initiatives we've come up with, we've launched this fantastic new gift card program to encourage people to shop, eat and drink locally, not just in the CBD of Parramatta, but throughout all of the local government area. That could be out as far as Winston Hills, where I live, or it could be the North Rocks, Carlingford, yep. All of those areas. They've all got small businesses and we want to support them as well.
And can you give a snapshot of the type of businesses that are involved? Is it just your restaurants and cafes, or are there other sorts of businesses involved in Go Local?
Now, well, obviously the restaurants and the cafes, we're very proud of what we've got in Parramatta with those. But look, just as an example of the other sort of retailers, they could be hairdressers, they could be whole men's shops, lady shops and whatever. But some of the ones we've got on board at the moment are Skin Perfection Boutique at Carlingford. We've got the Chisholm Centre Pharmacy at Winston Hills. We've got Chookalicious down in Chisholm Centre.
Lovely.
Unreal, really.
We've got Balloons Delivered over at Northmead, Cafe on Ventura, Hana Sushi at Northmead, Hills Gourmet Pizza at Northmead, and Karen Merton Hair Design also at Northmead. But they're obviously on the north side of the city, but we're also encouraging all other businesses who want some help to sort of come on board, nominate their businesses for this, because we've got about 50 that you can access now with these cards, 50 business, but we understand there's 100 that have actually applied, so there's still a lot more people to come on board. But, you know, as you can imagine, this is a time where it's Christmas is coming. We encourage people to go and buy these cards, these gift cards, and get their family to either go out and eat and spend money in these restaurants and cafes, or take these cards and use them at some of these other retailers I explained to you.
So I've got a few questions. One is, the first one, how as a business, if there's a business listening out there to the radio this morning, how can they get involved with the Go Local campaign?
Well, as I say, our great branding again, you've got to visit at parramatta.com/gift-card. And similarly, back at the with the consultation to 5 Parramatta Square, you've got to go to participate.cityofparramatta.nsw.gov.au. So that at Parramatta branding is all about what we're about.
It's coming through. So at parramatta.com/gift-card. Is that also where the community can purchase gift cards?
That's correct. We can also get them at Council's Customer Contact Centre and Parramatta Heritage and Visitor Information Centre. They're the other places you can actually get to them.
Lord Mayor, thanks for being with us. You are so good to 90.5 and to Spotlight, to Darren and I. You always make yourself available. You allow our community to understand the excitement amidst challenges and so on, but the excitement of what you try to do for the many communities that come together at Parramatta to make Parramatta what it is today. Have a wonderful day, and thanks for being here again.
Yeah, thanks, Jim, and up the Panthers.
Up the Panthers.
Ah, okay. So the Panthers are going to win on Sunday?
Look, Western Sydney, whether it's Parramatta or anywhere in the West, they call it the Greater West Fall, because we are great, and Panthers are they're up for it.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks again, and thanks. Have a wonderful day.